you very much for attending. I know we are at a time when everybody is busy here in Parliament. We will be trying to keep this meeting as short as possible to enable members to go and attend to other matters. And then we have distributed some program. Basically, today the purpose is to get a briefing from the Office of the Chief Justice and maybe to adopt our program, and then thereafter we will be in a position to can adjourn the proceedings. Let me start with the input. You've got the copy of the program. This is the program that we'll be following. And basically, when you look at it, today will be this input from the Chief Justice Office and the adoption of the program. And then you will recall that what we did last time was to advertise the code. We held public hearings on the code. I must remind you that after we held the public hearings on the code, there were some, if not three, submissions which we received, and those people were indicating that they would like to come and make presentations. We'll still talk about that. But basically, our program here will be to advertise the rules for registrable interest, and then thereafter, you see, thereafter we will be deliberating on both the code as well as the rules. That's all. Okay. Right, Comrade Mashile, Mr. Mashile.
Yes, I want to understand that when you say we don't really have time, then we want to do that. You are actually referring to meeting personnel and performance. I'm also a member of the judicial committee, which does not have any members without me. The council operation is limited appropriation. I want to establish to that.
Thank you, Mr. Goranov.
Yes, Chairperson, you know, obviously it's always difficult to get a program that suits everybody. I just want to make two comments about this program. If you look at the program set out by the Chief Whip and Parliament, the 31st of January for that week, it was set out for training of MPs. So I know, well, my party took that time, and I know there's going to be other training sessions for other parliamentarians during that week. So, you know, if we start with deliberations, I must give notice now that it is impossible for me to be there. There might be other members. And then also, I think it's very costly to fly the whole committee for public hearings all over the country. I cannot see the huge interest in this other than one or two Chief Justice from the various divisions. And I think, you know, with due respect, it would be far cheaper to ask them to come to Cape Town and sit here for one day of public hearings. I can't even see us doing two on this issue. So really, I think we can shrink this program and be far more effective and far more costly. I do have my finance hat on now, and I constantly ask for savings, and I think Parliament should set that example as well, if it's possible.
I think members must remember when we had the last public hearings, there were serious problems that emanated from other interest groups, and that is why we had written submissions, no? But we also received a lot of telephone calls from, for example, the Black Lawyers Association and all those other groups, and that was the reason why we said, no, let us target three provinces, two provinces outside Cape Town, and that's the reason for this, because if we go to Pretoria in Gauteng and go to either the Free State or KZN. We can still amend the program as we move forward, you see, depending on the conditions and the situation. Because it's also very costly to bring everybody else down this way to Cape Town, which is another problem. Yes.
We cannot debate this now. I cannot think of more than five interest groups that want to come. And if the lawyers want to come, they can pay for themselves, with due respect.
When it comes to a public consultation, I think we must never take a shortcut. Because I think we may have done quite a good number of rights of women and issues of racism that we try to do. And all that I wanted to say is that when it comes to the first successive date, is the exercise is like that.
I think what the Honourable Mashila raises is an important consideration, which is to split the ad hoc committee so that we cover much bigger ground. As I understand what you've put here, Chairperson, both you and your co-chair, Mr. Matila, is that we try and afford as many judges as possible the opportunity to speak to us. But then Chair Matila also raises an important point. In addition to judges, there are other interest groups. And Mr. Kornoff correctly makes the point that, well, if they are so interested, they could well come to Cape Town. That is true. I'm not sure how that requirement, though, impacts on judges. Are we saying that the judge must set aside that day for his court business and come to Cape Town? These are all the things we need to think about carefully. So my understanding, Chair, was that, for example, in the case of Pretoria, as many of the judges in and around Pretoria would then be afforded the opportunity of arranging their program in such a way that they could appear before us, assuming they're interested in doing so. And likewise, with, I had said, a Free State is here, the Supreme Court of Appeal is in Free State. And so there you have another large body of judges and possibly interest groups as well, who could take advantage of that opportunity that's presented. My own view is that the third one shouldn't be in KZN. I'm from KZN, but I would urge you to change that to Cape Town. But at all times, Chairperson, it doesn't mean that if you're a judge in, say, Northern Cape, that because we're not sitting in the Northern Cape, that you're denied an opportunity to speak to the ad hoc committee. That opportunity is there. We're just trying to make it as easy as possible for everyone concerned. I want to agree with Mr. Mashila. Let's look at splitting the ad hoc committee into delegations, and then we cover as much ground as possible. Whether we're going to do every province, I'm not sure whether that's feasible. There's an enormous demand for this thing to be finalized. We all heard the Chief Justice and other people. The focus is on us, and we need to move with a fair amount of haste, Chairperson. This thing has been gathering dust in our files. So I just thought I'd make that that input.
Chairperson, I was not a member of the previous committee, but I'm given to understand that public hearings were held and the code was accepted. Now, how important is it to do public hearings again on the regulations? Are we not doing the same work twice? Shouldn't we then rather say, fine, we have held public hearings on the code, it's been accepted, and we have one public hearing in Cape Town for those who want to add something. But otherwise, I have the feeling we're doing the same thing twice.
Members must recall that when we held those public hearings, there was an outcry, because a lot of stakeholders could not make it to that particular public hearing, you see. And that is the reason why we received, and let me also clarify, the code was not accepted by those stakeholders, you see. And that's the other problem that we had previously, you see. If you remember, people that came to the public hearing indicated that if the regulations are not there, they don't understand the difference between what is in the regulations and the code itself, because they would want to deal with them simultaneously, you know. And that's one of the problems we had previously, you see. And that is the reason why this proposal, what I would urge members to do is that let us accept, then we look at the practicality of the whole thing in terms of logistics, you see, as to how we deal with the whole matter. We must also take into consideration that the Chief Justice, the previous Chief Justice, you know, was in a hurry for us to make sure that we conclude this business, because there's a lot of work that they can't do now, you see. And we looked at the practicality of the whole thing, so that we do it in the period that it has been given to us. And that is the situation, so that we are able to, we can then deal the issue around splitting the committee into specific groups and dealing with all, well, I mean, those are logistical issues that we must deal with.
I'm reminded of what Mr. Mashila said. He says we mustn't take shortcuts. So if we decide on public hearings, it must be all the provinces. And then I like the idea of Mr. Landers that maybe those of us who live in Gauteng, Sibanyoni is close to us there. He's in the capital of Gauteng, that's Bronkhorstspruit. And some of us, we can do Gauteng, and others can do elsewhere. The point I'm making is, if we do go for public hearings, don't take a shortcut, then we do them all.
Can I propose, try to bring this to a closure? Shouldn't I say, let us adopt this, we will we will cut and not invest, but we will modify it to be suitable, so that at the end of the day, we will say, are we satisfied that we have done justice to it? Is there anyone who wants to move for the adoption of this program?
Mr. Chair, can I just say, I'm not sure whether they want to move, but can I just ask two things? One, that all the interest lawyer groups be invited to make presentation. In other words, the list can be obtained from CELU, all those public lawyers interest group. Secondly, I think as long as one can justify the provinces to where you go, because how you justify KwaZulu-Natal but exclude Limpopo, but you know, as long as there's a sound reasoning, there's one down country in Cape Town and one up country in Gauteng, I think one can justify that. But if you start randomly choosing and selecting, we might just run into trouble. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
If Mr. Mashila would just allow me, just to respond to Mr. Smith. It doesn't mean that if the ad hoc committee sits, for example, in Pretoria, that judges who are in Limpopo or Mpumalanga are prevented from going there. I mean, they must avail themselves of that opportunity. That's all. I'm just worried about us saying we have to go to every single province. Then I think, Chairperson, your program is going to be unattainable. That's all I'm warning against.
Chairperson, just a final question, maybe the department over there can assist. But the way I understand it is that the various judges will talk through their chief justice of that division, and
president,
or the judge president of that division. So, if we're going to entertain every judge here, you know, is it how the system should operate? JPS Kosana, can let us know, because there's also a structure called the heads of courts.
Yes.
Babu Kosana.
Thank you, Chair, honourable members. the committee will be interested to know that we have received a comprehensive submission from the judge. A comprehensive submission from the judge of the Supreme Court of Appeal on the regulations, and that was after the process here. And my sense is that they will want to have their own audience in terms of the circumstances they've raised. They did not meet SCA, yes. Heads of courts do meet, they've got their own position, but practice has shown that the heads of courts will basically take note of the different submissions of the different courts, but take their own approach, which in some instances is different from different courts, whatever. So it does not mean that when you have met with the heads of courts, you've got the views of the judiciary in its entirety. You've got just a sense of whatever, etc. Hence, in the amendment, they'll basically note the dissenting views of this court, whatever, etc. So it may be important that the judges are given that opportunity for them to express that aspect. I just wanted to share some idea on what may be important to factor in the program. One, I think the code, both the code and the regulations were published for public comments. It's only hearings were only conducted in respect of the code and not the regulations. This House must therefore may want to decide whether one, they are going to republish the regulations, or both. If we publish both, it will mean that the process that we have undertaken in terms of the code, which is at almost the conclusion, will have to be re-undertaken, because there were substantive hearings on the code, and there were revisions, there were redrafts, whatever. So there may be a decision whether this committee publishes only the regulations and asks comments on the regulations. What was standing on the code this committee wanted to meet with the judiciary to get their views on the code, and that's the outstanding meeting which was supposed to have been arranged with the previous Chief Justice, and the current Chief Justice has also indicated he's available for that meeting. So may, in respect of the code, may be necessary to factor in a meeting with the judiciary and then deliberate and finalize the code, and may then call hearings on the regulations, because they were not public hearings, and set up dates for comments on the regulations, so that then the discussion are going to limit the hearings. Although we may have input, the committee may receive further input on the code, but specifically the main instrument which where there was no hearings is the regulations, whatever. Heads of courts meet in February, just a day before the opening of parliament every year. If, yeah, so in terms of practice, is that they will meet on the 8th, on the 8th in Cape Town, in anticipation of the opening, because all the courts court terms are coming to an end, and it's very difficult to get them all together before the 8th. So if the committee would wish to meet with the judiciary, whatever, not that they may not come and present, but for that specific meeting, it may be important perhaps to look around those times, whatever. So the Chief Justice have indicated that we can basically come and canvass and hear their views so that they can concretize the dates for that meeting.
Okay, so there it is. I think it's clear now what is still outstanding. And then, Mr. Mashile.
Yeah, Chair, the approval of the program, especially for those who have presented to me, it's really based on the principle that we are going to divide ourselves. I think we are not going to divide ourselves, then I'll have a problem with the president in our session. In general, I'll have that question. But if we agree on the principle that we will divide ourselves,
seconder to this proposal?
I'm not comfortable. We have discussed various options. We said we take it as it stands. We said no, we mustn't take shortcuts, we must go to all of them. We spoke about dividing the committee. So I don't think we have arrived at a solution. And just the other thing is, suppose we go to Gauteng here, then it will probably mean that we will be meeting with the judges of North and South Gauteng. Together with the acting judges, it will be about 60 or 80. Where do we meet them? And do we meet them for a whole day? What about their court obligations? So what I do feel is there is a lot of planning still to go into this before we make a final decision.
Yeah. If I read through this that was distributed by Parliament or by the Chief Whips Forum, if you look at the program, the oversight set is oversight times is 17 January to 27th of January. Then the NCOP goes into a strategic planning week 17 January till 20 January. Members training is 31st of January till the 3rd of February. Committees only starts on the 7th. So if you know, maybe this will impact on that. So what I'll rather suggest is that we just have a quick rethink, sit down with the department, try to shrink the program as effective as possible and marry it with this, and then we can take it forward and finalize this. I really don't think we need the time set out in this program to finalize this. I really do not see the problems here. I with due respect to everybody, this is not such a big thing. We must just go through the motions and do it.
Can we also take into consideration that in terms of the National Assembly, we don't have a quorum to adopt today. But in terms of the NCOP, yes, we're fine. Yes. Because if you look at the numbers, it's a problem. But let us indicate that we looked at the three main centers. The concentration of where the judges are, or where these organizations are, and all those. And that's how we came about with this program. With all the inputs that came in, I think we'll relook at the whole process, né, and see as to how, with the department, né, so that we have an effective program to can deal with.
Honorable Landers?
No, Chair, I appreciate that we shouldn't rush, but before we began this meeting, I came to both of you and said, how do you intend proceeding? And one of the things you said to me was, we need to advertise the rules. I take it you meant the regulations. And then later on, somebody said these have already been published. So I'm wondering, as we do with other matters, if we shouldn't advertise and then follow Mr. Kornoff's approach and actually send certain key interest groups the regulations, heads of courts, judges president, BLA, and all those other interest groups, in addition to what is going to appear in the advert in the media. And ask for their comments and give them a deadline for comments. You will receive comments, and that will tell you who is really interested and who is not really interested. And based on that, you may be able to be in a better position to determine now where we're going to have the actual hearings. That's just a thought, Chairperson.
Okay, Skosana,
I also wanted to bring it to this committee that after the minister tabled the regulations into parliament, the heads of courts prepared a separate set of regulations, which they've sent to a minister, in which we forwarded to the two coaches. And it may be necessary that perhaps this committee converse with the Chief Justice, whether in the process of republishing the regulations, they also publish those other ones, because the Act says if the Chief Justice does not concur with the regulations drafted by the minister, the Chief Justice must table another set of regulations. It must give to the minister another set of regulations for the minister to table both in parliament. Now, the irony is that they did not indicate that they did not agree when the minister tabled. They left the minister to table, and then thereafter brought a copy which basically is different from the one tabled. So we forwarded that copy to Parliament because themselves have already tabled. So it's the decision of this Parliament, of this committee, what to do, whether they're also going to call for record, for they're also going to publish it, or they'll only publish the one published by the minister, and then get comments on them. But what I wanted to suggest is that if this committee publish both, they need to converse with the Chief Justice so that they understand. I will not be acting the best interest of this committee if I indicate that the regulations prepared by the judiciary are based on a different legislation. They are based based on the assumption that the act must first be amended before you deal with the regulations. What they did, they look at the act and say, no, we want to make regulations, but we'll make regulations in accordance with what we think should be the law.
Oh.
Not what is the law. What we think should be the law.
Okay.
Now, hence I'm saying this committee must first canvass and look at those regulations, whether they would want to engage with the judiciary and publish them and hear their views, whatever. So those are the dynamics that I just wanted to bring to.
Your person, with your permission, I have to leave for the Chief Whip's forum now. But the thought that crossed my mind now, and it was a very short journey, is we have to carefully look at the principle of the trios politicus. Is Parliament really in a position to make regulations and a code of conduct for the judiciary? Shouldn't they make it and tell us this is what they want? Do we as the legislator and the executive have the right to prescribe to the judiciary what they should done and not do? I haven't thought this out, but we must be careful for that. Can I please be excused?
Yeah, I think members must remember that during the public hearings on the code, interest groups raised this issue. We were not aware. They raised this issue around the differences between the ministry and the judiciary. Yeah, and that is one area that we need to deal with. That is why these public hearings becomes important. You see.
Yeah. We are moving towards closing because it would appear this program really we can't adopt it, and then we have got the clue as to how to take the matter forward.
Can I support Honourable Landers? I think that is the correct way to go forward,
yeah.
And it will give us a very good indication about the planning of our program after we've done that.
Yeah. Let me have Mashira. I think let us agree that Mashira is the last one, so that we will see. We can't move the way we intended.
I didn't think the person to be now, but honestly, the input that we have received from the Minister of Information from the Judiciary, it looks like it's a better handle to be dealt with.
Yes.
And then when it is gone, it's then that we can understand how our program is going to be set. Because it is said that it is based on a different act, which is not the one that we are one to give the information that the issue can have. So we will definitely need to settle that.
Okay.
But also just to say, Chair, is that as much as we may be targeting some of the judges or whatever, there are NGOs who would like to make an input in how they want to see their magistrates and judges behaving. That wants to make it. So we must not close the door from our position. And again, I guess one, as he has also indicated, which I wanted to raise before, is that even if you may have an association or a collective, there will be those members inside that will not agree that wants to make their own input that differs with the general position of a group. So those kinds of people as well, they must be open up that they are able to actually do so.
Absolutely.
Members, since that we don't have a quorum and all that, I will suggest that we adjourn this meeting, and you will be informed in due course as to when will we have our first meeting, because I will also suggest that the meeting with the Chief Justice be brought forward, you know, be brought forward so that we meet with him, we start conversing there, you know, so that we can determine as to how our program will look like. And therefore, Chair, that we would then thank members for and then adjourn this meeting now. Thank you very much.